The United States has pledged $350 million in aid to the nations hit by the tsunami. A joint task force of Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines is assisting in relief efforts throughout the region. They're headquartered in Utapo, Thailand. Brigadier General Kenneth J. Gluck, who is usually with the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force, is Deputy Commanding General of the task force. General Gluck is with us now. Thanks for being with us, General.
Well, it's good to be with you.
When did you arrive in Thailand?
I personally arrived on Thursday, but we began to push our assessment teams forward on Wednesday to Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia.
What have you seen so far? Does this compare with anything else you've ever done?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because I just finished a disaster relief effort in the Philippines about 2 weeks ago, where we did relief for the floods and rainforests that were washed down typhoon. And I have to say that we completed that one in a relatively short period of time, about 2 weeks. But this one is much of a greater magnitude than what we saw, the disaster that occurred in the Philippines. I had an opportunity to fly down to Indonesia this morning, and just to see the devastation was very overwhelming. We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Can you describe it a little bit for us?
Well, I think what you find along the coast there, particularly this was very close to the epicenter, that where the tsunami came ashore, it all depended on the elevation of the terrain. But if it was a flat area, the tsunami would go sometimes as far as over 2 miles inland. Anything that was in its path was pretty much leveled. Any of the small villages, for example, that existed, all you would see were basic foundations, perhaps, where the houses had been built at one time.
We've been hearing all week from relief organizations that the greatest challenge was to disperse aid to the most remote locations. What kind of assistance have you been able to provide?
Well, what we've been able to provide as far as relief, particularly in Thailand here, was to push efforts out of Bangkok to get down to the affected area. As far as down in Indonesia, what we've been doing is been moving a lot of the goods forward to a main operating base so we can then expand it out to get it out to the much-needed areas. What we saw today was, like say, for the road that runs along Sumatra there, running down the west coast, was that the majority of the bridges are all washed out. So what you find is that people are really isolated in several-mile segments as you go down the coast. So that's going to be the challenge we have facing us starting here as of today, since we got Hilo. So we'll begin to move aid out into those isolated areas.
Are you using food drops from airplanes?
No, we are not at the present time.
What are you using then?
At the present time, we're using C-130s that are moving the supplies forward, and then they'll be picked up by helicopters and then moved out to the affected areas.
You're using cargo planes. We've had reports of desalinization ships to alleviate the drinking water problem. Do you have those?
We do, and it's part of our Maritime Preposition Force, and they are currently en route as well. What those ships have on them is water-making capability, as well as we have ships that have engineering capability on them. And we have those two ships in route here, and they should be here within a matter of days as well to be able to set up and be able to make large amounts of fresh drinking water.
As you assess this suffering, how many troops do you think might be needed to help alleviate things, and how many do you have?
Well, just at the present time, just within the headquarters here, we have about 500 that are coming together to basically focus on the command and control of this effort to make sure that we have it completely coordinated, getting the right amount of relief to the right areas. But along in the task force, we also have there's our Air Force component. We have the Abraham Lincoln, have the Bonhomme Richard Expeditionary Strike Group that will be coming with additional helos in a few days. So the task force itself is going to be fairly large, but that will all depend on the assessments that we get from the individual assessment teams, which are currently working with the embassies.
So this task force was already dedicated to relief efforts? It hasn't been pulled from other stations?
I'm not following your question.
did you have to pull the task force together from... Where did these troops come from?
Well, pretty much these troops have come together from all the different bases that we have. You know, the 3rd MEF, for example, which is basically the nucleus for the JTF headquarters, came from Okinawa, Japan. We'll be standing that up. But then we have sailors coming from, like I said, Abraham Lincoln, which are on a route deployment, with the Vaname Richard, which was en route to the Gulf. And so, like, you know, you look at Abraham Lincoln's about 5,000. Vaname Richard group is probably well over 3,000. We have Air Force personnel that have come from the mainland Japan, come from Guam. So basically, based on the capability requirements, we identify those requirements, and then the personnel are sourced.
General, I'm sure it's on your mind as this year begins. American troops are engaged in many other kinds of operations in Iraq. This is a relief operation only so far. I mean, what are your thoughts about it?
Well, this is just one of the many missions that we have that that our forces are flexible enough to be able to take on, because we operate across the full operational spectrum, you know, from humanitarian relief assistance, which is on the lower end, which we're talking about now, all the way to full-scale combat, which we have going on in other places in the global foreign terrorism. So it really shows the flexibility of our force, but it shows that we can task organize to whatever the mission requirement is.
And what are you going to concentrate on in the days ahead?
Well, in the days ahead, I think what we're really focused on is to try to get the relief that is that we're getting built up at the airheads and get it pushed out to the isolated areas, particularly in Indonesia. I think the situation in Thailand seems to be stabilizing a little bit more than Indonesia or Sri Lanka, and those are the two that we're probably going to be putting much more focus on.
General, thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Brigadier General Ken Gluck is heading the relief effort from Udaipur, Thailand.